If you're part of the 1990s generation raised on teen magazines like Just 17 and Smash Hits, then you will know that if you translate the phrase cool breeze over the mountains into Hawaiian, you get Keanu. Keanu Reeves, to be specific. You might have thought that the actor was well past his peak, but this summer, with the release of the latest John Wick movie, scene-stealing turns as Canada's best-ever stuntman, Duke Kaboom, in Toy Story 4, and as himself in Ali Wong's Netflix rom-com Always Be My Maybe, it seems there is something of a Reeves-naissance happening in Hollywood. Is the actor on the cusp of real critical acclaim at the age of 54. Adele Coffey has been looking back at his career, highs and lows. She joins us now from her Galway studio, and she is going to answer that question truthfully and honestly. The old joke used to go, Adele, Keanu Reeves went through the entire gamut of emotions that he's capable of from A to B. I'm guessing that you are not in accord with the kind of nasty criticism, it might be said, that he's got over the years.
Oh, I don't think there's any need for nastiness. Having said that, I don't know if Keanu Reeves is in any danger of achieving critical acclaim at the age of 54. I think it's more that he's achieving an astonishing sort of popularity and a general warmth of feeling towards him. But it's undeniable that he's having a very, very good year. And as well as all those things you mentioned, he's a character in the upcoming video game Cyberpunk 2077. And also he's starring in an Yves Saint Laurent fashion campaign, which unbelievably is his first ever fashion campaign, considering actors do this all the time. This is his first one ever.
But and do you know, is he standing and looking beautiful in those commercials?
Yes, and he's wearing leather. That's just a detail in case anybody's interested.
But anyway, I think we understand where you're coming from on that one, Adele.
He's 54 now. He hardly looks like he's aged a day. He's got a little bit of grey in his beard, a little bit of grey in his hair. A bit of background about Keanu Reeves. He was born in Beirut. He moved around an awful lot early on in his childhood. His dad left the family when he was three. His mom and his sister, and he moved from Australia to New York, and they finally settled in Toronto when he was six. And he grew up there, and his dad kind of disappeared from the family completely then later on, and he was arrested and sentenced for drug dealing later on in the 90s, and he was never in Reeves's life, and he did try to reconnect in the 90s when Reeves was famous, but he didn't choose to reconnect with his dad. But he dropped out of high school. He knew he wanted to be an actor, and he earned a lot of early success very quickly. Within about 2 years of his acting career, he was acting alongside people like Glenn Close, John Malkovich, Michelle Pfeiffer. He was in Dangerous Liaisons, you know. And then very quickly, he a career-defining role as Ted Logan in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
30 years old this year, would you believe it?
And they're doing a third one, would you believe it?
Yeah, Bill and Ted are a little bit older now.
And they
are. Mind you, 54 and wearing leather will put not only a lot of 50-year-olds back in their boxes, but a few 40-year-olds and 30-year-olds back in their box as well.
Absolutely.
Now, let's have a listen to him in Bill and Ted. These are the dopiest guys in the world, really, aren't they? Yes. Alex Winter as Bill, Keanu Reeves as Ted. They're in ancient Greece.
Socrates. Hey, we know that name.
Yeah. Hey, look him up. Oh, it's under Socrates.
Oh, yeah. Socrates, the only true wisdom consists in knowing that you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
Oh, yeah. Let's bag him.
Yeah.
You know, it's so simple, but it just makes you laugh. It has to make you laugh.
Yeah.
Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves there in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
He played that role so well and so easily. And I think, you know, unusually, in Keanu Reeves' career, it seems like a lot of his career highs also meet the threshold for being a career low. And Bill and Ted is one of those films. Like, it was incredibly popular, but also it did him a lot of damage, I think, because for lots and lots of movies after that, all you could kind of see was that character waiting to get out. If he was in a period drama, he just felt like he was going to burst into Bodacious Babe or something like that. And it was very difficult to kind of for him to work against that character for a long time
but
after
that. But it was the thing that kind of put him on the map too. It's the double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yeah, and it really was that kind of defining role. But one of the defining aspects of Keanu Reeves' career is that he never does the same thing twice. Like, he went on to, he did My Own Private Idaho, another again, career-defining role.
And that was indie, that was a kind of an indie type of thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, he starred, and quite gritty. You know, he starred alongside River Phoenix as they were two hustlers. They were sleeping with men for money. And so it was quite gritty. And then, of course, they were friends off screen. And then River Phoenix died of a drugs overdose in 1993 at the age of 23. And you know, it all came became a little bit dark then. And but he, his career has followed that pattern where he'll do these really cheesy blockbusters, he'll do really lame, sentimental stuff, and then he'll do like these amazingly cool things. Like, I mean, you have to mention The Matrix when you're talking about Keanu Reeves.
Well, I was going to ask you, would you define The Matrix as a cheesy blockbuster, or what kind of blockbuster would you define it as?
I was completely sold on The Matrix. I think I was the right age of the right era, and I just thought it was so cool. You know, it was a philosophical treatise. It was an action movie.
And leather.
And stop, Sean. Now, you're trying to typecast
me. He wears a big leather coat, that's all I'm saying.
As a pervert, and I won't have it.
Don't worry, you can do that yourself. I'm not going to do it to you.
No, actually, he was wearing, I think it was canvas, that trench coat.
Okay, fair enough.
So, no, of course, there's lots of leather in The Matrix, but the whole point of it was, it kind of was this really deep, contemplative treatise on modern society, on technology, and also it was a cool action flick, and it just, he looked so cool in it, and we hadn't seen him looking that cool up until that point, I don't think. You know, before that, it was cheesy action movies, and or Point Break. Again, it became another cult classic, him and Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, he was kind of the rookie
cop,
wasn't he?
Yeah, and Patrick Swayze was a surfer, and it was a group of surfers who were robbing banks, and Keanu Reeves went deep undercover as a surfer, and it was Catherine Bigelow who directed it, and then it became quite a complicated movie about their friendship, and interestingly, as you're looking back over his career, you discover that he actually plays a lot of roles where he has male friendships at the centre of the film, which is an interesting thing to explore.
I want to listen to him in The Matrix here, because if we try to explain the film The Matrix, we'll be here till well past 8 o'clock. Let's listen to him. Neo is the character, isn't it?
And
here he is speaking to the Oracle, played by Gloria Foster.
I'd ask you to sit down, but you're not going to anyway. And don't worry about the vase.
What vase?
That vase.
I'm sorry.
I said don't worry about it. I'll get one of my kids to fix it.
How did you know?
Oh, what's really going to bake your noodle later on is, would you still have broken it if I hadn't said anything? You're cuter than I thought. I can see why she likes you.
Who?
Not too bright, though.
There we go. Even, you know, I kind of get this idea that he almost lets himself be spoken to like that, not too bright, though, as as Neo there, Keanu Reeves in The Matrix, and the Oracle played by Gloria Foster. We're celebrating the career. Adele Coffey is celebrating the leather in the career of Keanu Reeves over the past three decades with us this evening. You know, you think of Bill and Ted, you think of Point Break, you think of The Matrix. They've become cult movies. Cult movies are often movies that were absolutely panned and hated at the time, but kind of then become loved because of their badness. Do they fit into that category?
I don't think so, actually. I don't think Point Break is a bad film, and I don't like even something like 1994 Speed. I don't think that's a bad film. Like, it is very much within its genre. Like, Speed was a very straightforward film, you know. It was like direct
explain the premise of Speed for those who haven't seen it.
Don't get in the bus, it couldn't drop below something like 40 kilometres an hour or the bomb would go off, so they had to keep driving the bus, and he was the SWAT team guy and Sandra Bullock was the helpless.
This was kind of launched her career, didn't it?
It did, and it put him into that sort of role as a romantic lead, as well as a straightforward action hero, and you know, he had the buzz cut and he was all buffed up for it. But like, again,
let's listen to him. Let's listen to him with Sandra Bullock. Spoiler alert, this is the end of the movie. They got off the bus eventually, but there was a speed too, so they got back on something else. It was a train, that one, was it? Anyway, here they are at the end of the movie, and you can hear he kind of knows how to keep his tongue in his cheek.
He didn't leave me. I can't believe it. You didn't leave me.
Didn't have anywhere to be just then.
I
warn you. I've heard relationships based on intense experiences never work.
Okay. We'll have to base it on sex then.
Whatever you say, ma'am.
Sandra Bullock. I love the piano music, just in case you didn't know it was romantic. Speed, by the way, celebrates its 25th anniversary this year. Now, we have to play a bit of Keanu Reeves, perhaps not at his best. How do you think he is on accents?
Not great.
I'm glad you said that. Let's listen to him in Dracula. I think you may be telling the truth on this one. He's Jonathan... I don't know what we say this name. Probably Harker is what he probably say.
Doctor, you must understand. I doubted everything. Even my mind. I was impotent with fear.
I know.
But, sir, I know where the bastard sleeps. I brought him there. To Carfax Abbey.
Oh dear.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Anthony Hopkins was the other character there. Yeah.
I mean, that movie was pretty much flawless, and then Keanu comes in and sort of ruins it all. But I think the problem with him is he's so identifiable. His accent, his voice, as an actor, you're never unaware that it's Keanu Reeves. You know, never disappears.
Sometimes that's a kind of a leading man thing. I mean, you always know Tom Hanks is Tom Hanks. Even when he's Woody, he's Tom Hanks.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad thing, but he's one of those guys. He doesn't disappear into the role. It's always him with the role on top of him, and you're always aware it's Keanu.
All right. Will we play a little bit? Have you seen Toy Story 4?
I have not seen it
yet.
Oh,
get out and watch it immediately. Here's Keanu Reeves as the wonderful Duke Kaboom, Canada's best stuntman, Canuck with all the look.
Hi, Duke.
Who's the cowboy?
Duke, meet Woody. Woody, meet...
Duke Kaboom, Canada's greatest stuntman. Oh, yeah. Ha! Ha! Yes.
Huh? Yeah. He's posing. Ha! Duke, we need
Hold
to...
Hold on, one more. Oh, yeah.
You will love Toy Story 4. Listen, we can criticise and laugh at Keanu Reeves till the cows come home. How does he kind of symbolise something in the 1990s? That's first part of the question. And how has he lasted? Because here we are, as I said, 30th anniversary of Bill and Ted, 25th of Speed, and the 20th anniversary of the first Matrix film.
Yes. Okay, so he definitely symbolised something in the 1990s, and that was a heartthrob, I suppose, for a lot of young women. But at the same time, he stood alone from his peers. And I think that's kind of a boy band thing. I was thinking about this. He's that safe sort of sexuality. He's unthreatening. Mm. But also, he just does have that kind of demeanour. And his character and his personality off screen, what little we know about it, seems to be very decent, very respectful.
Actually, there's a sad side to that, though. And he has kept this quite private, isn't there, to his personal life?
Yeah, we know very little about him. He's incredibly private, and incredibly he's managed to maintain a privacy and a sense of mystery around his life. He doesn't talk about anything, but what is known is that he had a girlfriend called Jennifer Syme, and they had a baby who was stillborn at 8 months, and then she died. The mother, his girlfriend Jennifer Syme, died in a car crash about 18 months after that. And it's assumed that he's not married, that he never had any more children. We don't know that for sure, obviously. But yeah, it's a real sort of tragic aspect to his life. And there is a sort of patronising aspect of how people sort of put that on him as well. They like to look at him as this tragic figure and see him as, oh, poor Keanu. And of course, the sad Keanu meme that, you know, the internet loves as well. Keanu sitting on a bench, eating a sandwich, looking so sad, smoking a cigarette, looking so sad. You know, that's a patronizing thing. But he definitely seems to have a very generous spirit. There's so many stories around the internet, like one such being that he renegotiated his Matrix contract at a cost of millions to himself, so that the crew could get a better deal. But even like smaller anecdotal stories, like he'll meet a fan in a supermarket and he'll just be really nice to them and really respectful. And so that exists. But one thing I think we should mention about him is his sense of humour. Even though we get this impression of him as being very dopey and very sort of like dumb, I don't think he is that at all. And particularly his role in Ali Wong's film on Netflix at the moment, Always Be My Maybe.
Yeah, well, we'll finish up with that clip, but there's no doubt, with or without the leather, you're a fan of Keanu Reeves, Dale Coffey.
I'm not a mega fan, but I do think that there's more to him that meets the eye.
And if you can laugh at yourself the way he does in the Ali Wong movie, that's a lot to be said for that, because he's playing himself or
completely exaggerated.
Well, a recycled version of himself, yeah. So here he is coming out on a date with Ali Wong. It's on Netflix, this, at the moment, by the way. Always Be My Maybe. So she's in the restaurant, and who walks in to meet her but her date, Keanu Reeves.
Hi, baby. I missed you.
I missed you too.
I missed you so much.
I missed your mouth.
I missed your heart.
Oh, God, I missed your beard.
I missed your light.
Oh, I missed your chin.
I missed your soul.
I missed your ass.
I missed your spirit.
I missed your thumbs.
I missed your heart.
You're so good with your thumbs.
I missed how you smell.
She didn't miss his leather. Adele Coffey was talking to us about the career of Keanu Reeves.